In our previous year, we had discussed the mitzvah Birchas HaTorah. We had also quoted Tosfos on Daf Yud Aleph Amud Beis that brings the sheet of Rabbeinu Tam, who indicates that the chiyuv of Birchas HaTorah is a chiyuv that's a once-a-day obligation, because according to Rabbeinu Tam, the obligation of saying Birchas HaTorah is not connected specifically to the mitzvah of learning. Rather, it's a once-a-day obligation that one should say Birchas HaTorah. But Tosfos had also quoted the shita of the Tzarfatim, who'd say the Birchas HaTorah right after one says Birchas HaTorah. He should be careful to immediately learn, which is indeed our minig. And as we explained, it seems that the machlokes of Rabbeinu Tam and the shitas at Tzarfatim is how to view Birchas HaTorah. Do we view Birchas HaTorah as a bracha on the mitzvah, like other Birchas HaMitzvahs? And therefore, just like when you make a bracha on any mitzvah, you have to be careful to immediately do the mitzvah after saying the bracha? Or is Birchas HaTorah a bracha for the Torah, and therefore it's not connected, and even if there's a hefsek between Birchas HaTorah and the mitzvah, it would not be an issue, which seems to be the opinion of Rabbeinu Tam. And actually, as we learn the different opinions about Birchas HaTorah and the different halachas regarding Birchas HaTorah, it seems that the Shulchan Aruch and the Rishonim are dealing with this issue of how to view Birchas HaTorah as they view every halacha that we discuss. The Levush says that we know we say, as our Gemara teaches us, that we say a number of brachas of Birchas HaTorah. And the Levush says that the bracha of Hashem Kedishonim v'tzvois of Lassik v'divrei Soira is a Birchas Hananen, is a Birchas HaMitzvahs, on the bracha of saying, on the mitzvah of saying, of learning Torah. The bracha of Asher Bacha Banu, he says, is a Birchas Hananen. The Chai Adam seems to agree that Asher Lasik B'Divrei Torah is a Birchas HaMitzvahs, but he says that Birchas Asher Bacha Banu is not to be viewed like a Birchas Hananen, it's rather to be viewed as a Birchas Haidah. They clearly are following, it seems, the opinion of the Shitas HaTzarfetim. And the Shitas HaTzarfetim is that it's a Birchas HaMitzvahs and has the halachas of Birchas HaMitzvahs. One of the questions that will come up according to the Shita HaTzarfetim, according to the Shita that it's a Birchas HaMitzvahs, is that normally the halach is that by Birchas HaMitzvahs, one has to stand. So therefore, we would have to stand when we say Birchas HaTorah, or at least when we say the bracha of Asher Kedishanu b'mitzvois of Lasoik b'divrei Soira. On the other hand, if we follow the Shita Rabbeinu Tam, so then all of the brachas are no more than a Birchas Haidah, a Birchas HaShvach, and there is no obligation to stand. It's interesting that I saw the Rav Avadya Yosef in the Shael Tshuvas Yechav Das Chelik Hei Simen Dalet says that even though normally the halacha is one must stand by Birchas HaMitzvahs, it could be that by Birchas HaTorah, even if we'll consider it a Birchas HaMitzvahs, standing would not be necessary. Because he explains, when is there an obligation to stand by Birchas HaMitzvahs? Only by a mitzvah which must be performed while standing. But Liman HaTorah, which doesn't have to be performed while standing, one does not have to stand, even if we'll consider it a Birchas HaMitzvahs. Rav Moshe Sternbuch, in the Shalos HaTshuvos, Tshuvos HaNechagos, Chelek Beis Simen LaMitzayin, also seems to indicate, on the other hand, that one should l'chatchila stand when he says Birchas HaTorah. Again, for the reason that it's a Birchas HaMitzvahs, but he does clearly indicate that if one can't stand, he brings down that the Belzer Rebbe of Aaron used to spend a long time saying carefully the Berachas HaTorah. We discussed in our previous shiur the importance of Berachas HaTorah. And given that he was a weak person, he said he would sit, the Belzer Rebbe would sit while he said Berachas HaTorah. Actually, as we discuss this halacha of Berachas HaTorah and how to view Berachas HaTorah, it's also relevant to another question. Are women obligated in Berachas HaTorah? So the Shulchan Aruch in Siman Mem Zayin Sif Yudalit clearly paskins Noshim Mevarchas Berachas HaTorah. But there's a very big discussion amongst the Rishonim and Achronim as to why women say Berachas HaTorah. Some Rishonim take the opinion, the Beis Yosef brings the opinion of the Ogur, that since women, although they're not obligated to learn Torah Shabbat Peh, they are obligated to learn Torah Shabbat Ksav, and therefore, since they're obligated to learn Torah Shabbat Ksav, that's why they say Berachas HaTorah. Another explanation offered by the Rishonim is that since women are obligated to learn, the Smak says this, that women are obligated to learn the dinim of the halachas that they must do, so therefore they're obligated in Berachas HaTorah. And there's a beautiful explanation from the Avni Nezer. He says, if women don't have an independent obligation to learn, and they're only learning to know how to fulfill the mitzvahs in which they are obligated, so he asks, so why should they make Berachas HaTorah? If they would know what to do, so then the halacha would be that they're not obligated to say Berachas HaTorah because they're not obligated to learn. So why, just because they don't know and they're learning their halachas, must they say Berachas HaTorah? So he says a very nice raya. He says, Berachas HaMazon. We know we're going to learn in Amos Sechta. The obligation to say Berachas HaMazon is a chi of Doraisa. So he asks, and what if a person didn't eat? Doesn't have to eat, and wouldn't say Berachas HaMazon. Yet if he eats, he has to say Berachas HaMazon. The same by women. Yes, if they knew their halachas, they wouldn't have to learn it. But the reality is they do have to learn the halachas, and that's enough to make Berachas HaTorah for women a chi of Doraisa. For that reason. Others explain, because since women are obligated to bring kabbonis, and therefore there, the Bi'ar Halacha quotes this opinion, and therefore they say Berachas HaTorah. However, the Gra takes a very different opinion, and the Gra's opinion actually is that women should not be obligated in saying Berachas HaTorah. And the only reason women say Berachas HaTorah is because he says it's no different than a mitzvah asay shazman groma, and since it's a mitzvah asay shazman groma, the halach is that women are potter, but they still can make a bracha if they want to do a mitzvah saseh shezman grama. So too will be the halacha by Berachas HaTorah. And even though the question is, how could they therefore say v'tzivanu? Yes, they could make a bracha, but v'tzivanu means that they're obligated. If it's like a mitzvah saseh shezman grama, they're not obligated. So the Magen Avraham already deals with that issue. And the Magen Avraham says, since men are obligated, a man could say v'tzivanu, so women, even though they're not obligated, still may say v'tzivanu. According to the Gra, that women are making Berachas HaTorah no different than when they make a bracha on a mitzvah say shezman grama. So according to the Gra, a woman would not be able to be might see a man with her Berachas HaTorah. Because according to this, as we discussed, men may be mechuyev in Berachas HaTorah midaraisa. Women, according to the Gra, are only saying the bracha like they would say a bracha on mitzvah say shezman grama. They're therefore not in the same level of obligation and could not be mitzi men. That's one approach. And that approach, these approaches that we've been explaining, seem to follow the shita of the Tzarfatim. That the Tzarfatim learn that Berachas HaTorah is like a Berachas HaMitzvah. And therefore, if you're obligated in the mitzvah, as the other Rishonim we quoted seem to feel women are, that's why the Mechuyev in Berachas HaTorah. If you're not obligated in the mitzvah like the Gra, therefore, you don't make Berachas HaTorah, at least certainly not Midaraisa. However, there's another shita, which is the shita of the Miches Chinuch. The Brisker Rav quotes his father, Rav Chaim, explaining this shita. And they explain that the reason women are obligated in the Birchas HaTorah is not because women are obligated to learn. Because they explain Birchas HaTorah has nothing to do with learning per se. Birchas HaTorah is a bracha that we thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu every day that He gave us the Torah. That we, Klal Yisrael, received the Torah. If the Birchas HaTorah is for the bracha of Torah, so certainly women also received the Torah. That seems to be very much along the shita of the Rabbeinu Tam. And therefore, certainly women should make Birchas HaTorah. The Ksav Sofer takes this a step further. The Ksav Sofer says that the chiyuv of Birchas HaTorah is because women do help their husbands learn. So again, it seems that the Ksav Sofer's approach is that men and women are all connected to the Torah. And therefore, they should make Birchas HaTorah thanking Hashem for the Torah that we received. There's a very interesting question that the Dvar Avram quotes Rabbi Chanan Vassman having asked. Rabbi Chanan Vassman asked, what is the halacha if somebody learns without Birchas HaTorah? How do we view that learning? Is it like somebody did a mitzvah without saying the bracha first? Or is it that if someone learned without Birchas HaTorah, it's as if he didn't learn? And the Dvar Avram says that after Rabbi Chanan asked that question, he quoted the Gemara in Masecht Nedarim, that the Gemara Masecht Nedarim says, Ama of the Haaretz, why was the Beis HaMikdash destroyed? And the Gemara says, we quoted it in our previous shir, Ashloi Baruch Hu B'Torah Tchiyu, because they didn't make Birchas HaTorah. Rabbi Chanan didn't give any further explanation. Says Dvar Avram, the way he thinks what Rabbi Chanan meant is as follows. Let's think about it. Yes, Birchas HaTorah is a very important mitzvah, as we've been discussing. But Eretz Yisrael should be destroyed because they didn't make Birchas HaTorah? How do we understand that? But if we'll understand that when someone learns without Birchas HaTorah, it's as if his learning is not considered Limra Torah. So now the Yaveira of not making Birchas HaTorah becomes much more serious. Because not making Birchas HaTorah represents not learning. For Bittul Torah, for Klal Yisrael not learning Torah, at Yisrael, Klal Yisrael goes into Golas, the Beis HaMikdash gets destroyed. Interestingly, the Marshan wants to say that the question that Rabbi Chanan is asking is actually connected to the machloikis that we're learning, the machloikis between the Tzarfatim and the machloikis between the Tzarfatim and Rabbeinu Tam. And he wants to say, if we learn that it's a Birchas HaMitzvahs, so one may not learn without making a Birchas HaMitzvahs. You have to make the bracha before you do a mitzvah. If, however, we learn like Rabbeinu Tam, that Birchas HaTorah is a separate Birchas Haidah, a thanks to Hashem for giving us the Torah. We just quoted the Rav Chaim Brisker along those same lines. So yes, one should make that Birchas HaTorah, but it has nothing to do with your learning, and therefore certainly you can learn even without Birchas HaTorah. If we continue learning the Gemara goes into a discussion for what type of learning must one say Birchas HaTorah. And the Gemara says, Amar Afuna Lamikra Tzarech Levarach, Amar Afuna Lamikra Tzarech Levarach, Ulamidish Enit Tzarech Levarach, Rebbe Leza Oyma Lamikra Ulamidish Tzarech Levarach, Ulamishta Enit Tzarech Levarach, Rebbe Yochanan Amar Af Lamishta Nami Tzarech Levarach, Av Latamat Enit Tzarech Levarach, Rav Amar Af Latalmud, Dam Rav Chia Bar Ashi, Zimna Sagia Av Kaim Nekame De Rav Lesnuya Pirkin B'Sifrei De Bei Rav. We learned the Sifra De Bei Rav. Magdim Kamash Yadayu Baruch. First, he would be careful to wash his hands and say Birchas HaTorah, Maslan Pirkin, and then we would learn. So it seems that for all types of learning, one has to make Birchas HaTorah. And that is indeed what the Shulchan Aruch paskins in Siman Mem Zayin Sif Beis. Tzorach Levarach, Bein LeMikra, Bein LeMishnah, Bein LeGemara. And the Ramah adds Hagah Bein LeMedrash. But the Mishnah Berurah quotes the Pri Chadash that even though it's the Ramah that's adding Bein LeMedrash, it's not to say that the Shulchan Aruch disagrees. The Shulchan Aruch agrees that one has to make Birchas HaTorah even for... The Shulchan Aruch agrees that for Medrash we have to make Birchas HaTorah. But it's very interesting. There's a the Aruch HaShulchan has a discussion. Does one have to make Birchas HaTorah for... Does one have to make Birchas HaTorah if he's learning Kabbalah? The Kaf HaChai says that you do. The Aruch HaShulchan is not so sure. Why not? Because we really try to understand this Gemara. Our Gemara is going with a back and forth for what type of learning is Birchas HaTorah made. Why is there a question? Torah is Torah. And you should have to make Birchas HaTorah for any type of learning. The answer is, according to the Aruch HaShulchan, and that's why the Aruch HaShulchan has a question, Birchas HaTorah is a Birchas HaMitzvah. But it's for a specific mitzvah. What is the mitzvah? The mitzvah is the mitzvah of trying to understand Torah Shebiksav. Trying to do what we are supposed to do in terms of lasik b'divrei Torah, understanding the words of Torah. Yes, of course Kabbalah is Torah. Of course it's important to learn Kabbalah for those who need to. But having said that, it's not lasik. And if it's a birchas mitzvah, it has to be for the mitzvah that it was so composed for. And that may not be the mitzvah. And therefore the Aruch HaShulchan says, I don't know if you should say birchas HaTorah if you're going to learn Kabbalah. And therefore, the Paiskim go on to say that the same halacha applies. That let's say someone gets up in the morning and it's late and the Zman Krishma is almost over. And if he's going to say Birchas HaTorah, he miss saying Krishma. The halacha is he could say Krishma, even though he hasn't said Birchas HaTorah. What's the reason? The reason is because Birchas Krishma is not being said for learning. And even though we learned that one who does recite Krishma fulfills the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, that's why the Achronim suggest that what he should do is have in mind I'm saying Krishma to fulfill the mitzvah of saying Krishma. In the morning, Krishma Shel Shachris, and I'm not intending with this Krishma to fulfill the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. Of course, the right thing to do is to say Krishma, is to say Birchas HaTorah first. We're speaking about a situation where he has no choice. Or, another question that's asked. Let's say someone comes to shul. He hasn't said yet Birchas HaTorah, and he walks in and they're saying Kaddish or Kedusha or Baruch Hu. So certainly the Paiskim all say that he should answer. He hasn't said Birchas HaTorah. This isn't learning. It's only reciting Divrei Kedusha, Divrei Tefillah. That's not what Birchas HaTorah were composed for. In fact, this issue, if one could say anything before he says Birchas HaTorah in the morning, is a discussion of the last Sif of Sif Simen Mem Vav. The Shulchan Aruch says Lo Yikra Psukim Kodem Birchas HaTorah. Abi Shoyim Derech Tachnunim. Even though he only says a Derech Tachnunim, he shouldn't say Birchas HaTorah. Ve'en Yesh Oimrim She'en Lochish. And others say you don't have to worry. Kivin She'en Oimrim Ela Derech Tachnunim. V'Noch Lochish L'Sfar Hashayna. So the Shulchan Aruch says that one should be careful to say Birchas HaTorah before he says anything. But the Ramah says Av Aminig. The meaning is that if we're only davening, we're not learning, we could say Birchas HaTorah afterwards. For he says, Sherebimei haslichos, mispalim slichos, we say the slichos, v'achakach mevarchem al Torah, im seder shar brachos. First we say the slichos, and then we say Birchas HaTorah. V'chein b'chol yoyim, continues the Ramah, k'shechnochsin l'bechnes haknesses, when somebody comes to b'chnesses, oymim kaim psukim v'tachnunim, we say different psukim. Many people say Ma Toivu and Adoy Noilom. V'akach Mevarchem al Torah. Furthermore, says the Ramah, V'nagul l'sad the Birchas HaTorah miyad Birchas Ashiyatzer. So we say Ashiyatzer before the Birchas HaTorah, and he says Ein L'shanis. Why? because this isn't learning. And if it's not learning, there is no obligation to say Birchas HaTorah first. Interesting to point out that Rav Avadya Yosef does indicate that even though we just said that if somebody comes to shul and he says, and they're saying Kedusha, he should answer even though he hasn't said Birchas HaTorah. Rav Avadya Yosef in the Shaalos HaTshuvos Yabia Omer, Chelek Dalet Simen Zayin, says that the pasuk, the last pasuk of Kedusha, of Yimloich, he shouldn't say. Why shouldn't he say it? Because he says that's not part of the Kedusha. That's just saying a pasuk, and you shouldn't say a pasuk before you say Birchas HaTorah. Furthermore, the question that comes up is, what will be the halacha if somebody does a mitzvah? He wants to do a mitzvah and he hasn't said Birchas HaTorah. Can he do a mitzvah without saying Birchas HaTorah? And the Mishnah Brura clearly paskins in Sif Katan Zion that somebody could do a mitzvah before he recited Birchas HaTorah, because that's not called learning. He's just doing a mitzvah. There's an interesting letter from the Imre Emes that says it depends on who's doing the mitzvah. The Imre Emes says as follows. If somebody is a Talmud Chacham who's doing a mitzvah, so somebody who's a Talmud Chacham and doing a mitzvah, he's certainly intending to not just do the mitzvah, but he's thinking about all of the halachas involved in being mekayim the mitzvah, and therefore his kiyum mitzvah is included in Limud HaTorah. And therefore, such an individual should not do a mitzvah without making a bracha first. Other people who just do a mitzvah because they have to do the mitzvah, but they don't think about all of the halachas involved in fulfilling the mitzvah, don't have to make Birchas HaTorah, as the Mishnah Berurah says, before fulfilling the mitzvah. The Shulchan Aruch in Siman Mem Zayin Sif Gimel goes on to discuss HaKaisa B'Divrei Torah. If somebody's writing Divrei Torah, Apish Enekore, even though he's not writing them, Tzoruch Levaruch, he has to make Birchas HaTorah. But then in Sif Dalet, the Shulchan Aruch goes on to say, HaMaharer B'Divrei Torah, but if somebody is thinking Divrei Torah, Enet Tzoruch Levaruch, he doesn't have to break Birchas HaTorah. For Hu Adin, and the Shulchan Aruch goes on to Paskin, the Yochel Lifsoi Din, somebody could paskin a shayla beloy nesinas tam ledvarov. If he just paskins a shayla without giving an explanation, there too he could paskin without saying Birchas HaTorah. So the Mefarshim try to understand two issues. One is, why is kaisiv, why is writing different than hearer? And then the other question is, why for hearer is one not obligated to say Birchas HaTorah? So the reason, the two reasons I saw in the Achroinim, why Kaisiv is different than Maharam. The Mishnah Berurah seems to learn that Kaisiv is different because Kaisiv, he quotes the Levush, is an act where you're doing a Maisa. And since you're doing a Maisa, that's why it's considered more than just being a Maharam. The Aruch HaShulchan takes a different approach. The Aruch HaShulchan's approach is that a maharer, that a kaisiv, what do you accomplish when you write the Divrei Torah? When you write the Divrei Torah, it helps you remember the Divrei Torah. When you write the Divrei Torah, it helps you pass on the Divrei Torah from one generation to another generation. So certainly kaisiv is considered very much an act of Limud HaTorah. And since it's very much an act of Limud HaTorah, therefore, says the Aruch HaShulchan, one makes Birchas HaTorah when he's a kaisiv. What's the nafkamina between these two explanations in kaisiv? The Achroinim, the Mishnah Berurah, B'Halacha, and the Paiskim discuss different situations where people are writing Divrei Torah. They write, if somebody just copying Divrei Torah, or if somebody's writing a letter, and in the letter he adds some words of a pasuk, certainly that won't be considered a kaisiv, and won't be mechuyev in writing, in saying Birchas HaTorah. But then the Bir Halacha and other Achroinim have an issue. What is the halacha that if somebody's a cipher and he's writing a sefer Torah, tefillin, mezuzah, Where the halacha is that when somebody writes divrei, somebody writes Sefer Torah Tefillah Mezuzos, as he's writing, he's not supposed to just write, he's supposed to pronounce the words. What would be his status? The Paiskim don't exactly know how to deal with such an issue. The Bir Halacha is very unclear how to treat such an individual. Perhaps the nafkamina will be the two pshatim that we just gave. According to the Levush, that a kaisif, and certainly a kaisif is not just writing but also pronouncing the words, is certainly doing a maisa. So even though his intention is not to learn, his intention is just to be a cipher, and that's how he earns a living, he still will have to say Berachas HaTorah. The Aruch HaShulchan, however, who's saying that kaisif is chayiv in Berachas HaTorah because that's his learning, and on the contrary, it's a very significant way to learn, will probably hold that such an individual will not have to make Birchas HaTorah. But then the Shulchan Aruch discussed, as we mentioned, HaMaharer. That a Maharer is not Mechuyev in Birchas HaTorah. Interesting to point out that the Paiskim all say that a Maharer that's being discussed here is somebody who's thinking about Divrei Torah. But let's say somebody's listening to a shir, that person is not in the category of a Maharer. The person who's listening to the shir is certainly Mechuyev in Birchas HaTorah. And with the explanation that we just quoted from the Aruch HaShulchan, it's very understandable. Because Birchas HaTorah was composed in terms of the need to learn, and this individual is certainly learning. That's the way he's learning. He's attending a shir and listening to the shir. And therefore, he's certainly Mechuyev in Birchas HaTorah. Or if he's listening to a tape or listening to a CD of Divrei Torah, that's his style of learning, and he's certainly Mechuyev in Birchas HaTorah. Why does the Shulchan Aruch paskin that a Maharer doesn't say Birchas HaTorah? So the way most Mefarshim explain is because it's related to an issue that's discussed many times in Halacha. If hearer is Kedibur or not? Is hearer considered like Dibur or not? And the Shulchan Aruch is paskening that hearer lav Kedibur dami. The issue, however, the Gra is very concerned with this pshat, because the Gra and many other Achroinim say that even if we're paskening that hearer is lav Kedibur dami, but by Torah it says v'hagisa b'yayim olayla. So the Torah specific, the pasuk specifically says that we fulfill limud haTorah with hagisa, with just thinking, and therefore the Gra wants to say that one should certainly be mechuyev in Birchas HaTorah when he's just a maharer. Clearly, the Gra, as the Klaus Megareba and the Shaul Sechuvus Divrei Yatzev points out, The Gra is not referring to a situation where somebody just, a thought of Torah falls into his head. Because that's not certainly in the category of a Hagisa b'yoyim v'layla. What the Gra is speaking about is somebody sits down and thinks about Divrei Torah. That the Gra is suggesting that should be considered Limud HaTorah. And if it's considered Limud HaTorah, you should be Mechuyev in Birchas HaTorah. How do we answer the Gra? So the Nishmas Adam gives three explanations, three answers. One answer is he says that we will learn, that the source for the obligation of Birchas HaTorah is the pasuk Kishem Hashem Ekra Hava Gadol Elokeinu. So it says Ekra. Ekra means when you pronounce the words. Another pshat that the Nishmas Adam suggests is that the pasuk of Hagisa b'yayim v'layla was said by Yeshua when they were at war. So yes, when they were in a situation of war, there the halacha is that you can't learn, you can't sit down and learn, you can't take out a sefer, it's a time of war. So what you should do is at least think about learning. But normally, the proper way of fulfilling the Limud HaTorah is by pronouncing the words, otherwise that's not considered Limud HaTorah. And the third point that the Nishmas Adam makes is that it could well be that that the words of Vahagisa by Yoimam V'layla doesn't mean just thinking, but it could well be that the definition of Vahagisa really means pronouncing the words. And therefore, according to him, you're only chayiv in Birchas HaTaira when you're saying the words. The Moruk Tzia, however, does clearly indicate that if somebody is being mahara in Divrei Torah, and not just he's thinking about Divrei Torah, but he's looking at a sefer as he's being mahara in Divrei Torah, such individuals should make Birchas HaTaira. And again, with the explanation that we're giving from the Aruch HaShulchan, it's very understandable. For such an individual is certainly learning, no different than the individual who's listening to the Shir, and therefore, even though he's just a maharer, everybody will agree that he should make Birchas HaTaira. On the other hand, if somebody, let's say the Michas Yitzchak discusses this issue, let's say somebody wakes up in the middle of the night and he can't sleep, and he therefore, what does he do? He starts thinking Divrei Torah, because what should he do? He's not going to waste his time. Or he thinks Divrei Tehillim. There, certainly, the Michas Yitzchak says that's not called Limud HaTorah, that there should be a chiyuv that individual should have to make Birchas HaTorah. There's an interesting Chassam Sofer, that the Chassam Sofer indicates that the halacha is that if somebody is learning by verbalizing the words, he should say the Birchas HaTorah. If somebody's only being Maharim in Divrei Torah, he could be Yaitz the Mitzvah Birchas HaTorah Al Yidei Hirur. But clearly all the Paiskim indicate, since all of these issues about being Maharer or writing are so complicated as we just discussed, the right thing to do is that if somebody wants to be Maharer B'Divrei Torah or write Divrei Torah, and there's a question, is he or isn't he Mechuyev in Birchas HaTorah? And we go back to the beginning of our Shir, where we quoted the opinion of the Tzafetim, who indicate that one only says Birchas HaTorah if he's going to learn. The right thing to do is say the Birchas HaTorah, say the pasuk of Yerechecha Hashem Yishmerecha, say the brayse of the Mishnah of El Dvarim Shein Lamshir, say, verbalize some Divrei Torah, so there for sure you're Mechuyev in Birchas HaTorah according to all the opinions, and then afterwards, you could be Mehara in Divrei Torah, you could write Divrei Torah as a cipher, and it will not have been any question that certainly you are properly fulfilled the mitzvah of saying Birchas HaTorah properly.